From the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast, it's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Well, hello and welcome to the podcast.
Hey, potties. So you've said that your partner's going away tomorrow night. Come over.
Come over. See the new digs.
See the new place. I've moved out. I know you haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
To be fair, we've only got a two-seater couch, though.
Oh, so only... I have to BYO beanbag.
Have you got a beanbag?
No.
Oh. So you have to buy your own beanbag, bring your own beanbag.
Well, it's all sounding a bit too difficult
now. Yeah, adding more steps.
Yeah, exactly. Who's playing footy tomorrow night?
Isn't it Brisbane v Penrith?
Oh, the grand final.
Yeah, but it's going to be a Panthers whitewash, so maybe halftime you might just go, oh, I've seen the place, see you guys.
Yeah, come for the first half. Well, I do have to pack for my girls' trip. On Friday.
Yeah, it's going to be huge this weekend.
It's going to be a fun weekend.
Mum's gone wild.
Mum's gone wild. I mean, none of
and
us are mums.
Oh, none of them are mums.
No.
I thought you all had all these, this MILF group, you call them.
No, my MILF group's a different group.
Okay.
Yeah, these are my just hot chick group.
Right.
They're not quite MILFs yet.
Okay.
They will be MILFs, though, in the next, like, year. They're all going to pop out, start popping out kids,
really?
I reckon. So this could be the last hurrah. Of a girls' trip.
My partner's got a very similar sort of point in her friend group too.
Yeah.
A lot of the girls are pregnant at the moment. They're on their way.
Yeah.
And we're just sort of, we're hanging out going, this could be the last time.
Yeah.
There isn't a baby here or crying or in another room or something else going on. We're just able to just be together as people.
I know, it's weird. It's a weird kind of transition.
Yeah.
All my Perth friends have already gone through that transition, but my Sunny Coast friends are
hanging on
by a thread.
What do you think it is? People are bored over in WA and they just have kids earlier? What do you think?
No, my WA friends are a bit older.
Okay.
They're all my age.
So there's less to do in Perth.
Yeah.
Are you the eldest in your friend group?
Here, yeah.
By how much?
Only by 3 days.
Oh, that's
to one
nothing.
Of them. But then the rest of them are all like 3 years.
Yeah, okay.
I know. I'm not used to being the oldest. I'm never the oldest. I used to always be the youngest of everything.
You're the oldest in this show.
I know. I always used to be the youngest in the show.
Although, what did somebody say to you in the club once?
Make way, MILF coming through.
Yeah.
We don't speak of that evening.
Enjoy the show, everybody. We're talking cup and string phones. We're at 27 metres at the moment. You'll find out how we did, but we want to go bigger and better in the next couple of shows as well. And we ask some pretty good questions. Actually, get some really good stories.
Yeah, we do.
For how has your algorithm offended you? Some of the best.
Enjoy.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
I finally discovered after all these years of technology getting better and better and algorithms getting more refined on your social media.
Yes.
That my algorithm offends me on a regular basis. And it all just clicked for me this morning.
Yeah.
Because targeted ads are one thing. Like, don't get me started on the targeted ads I receive.
You were talking about a luxury pet food a couple of months ago. I'm still getting ads for that brand of pet food. Very expensive. I don't know how you afford it on a radio wage, but I'm still getting brand ads for it. So it's heard you through my phone and it's gone, great, this guy's obviously got a little bit of money to burn on his pet Simba, which I don't, that's your pet. But I still, almost six months later, I'm getting ads for that.
Okay, right. Your phone picks up on things.
The algorithm needs a bit of work.
Which is why I'm concerned that all the videos that I seem to get on Instagram recommended for me are videos to do with either my life being a mess and me not knowing how to, like, do stuff.
Need to give up drinking?
Yes. Oh, I get that one.
The
Reframe app pops up a lot, which is reframe your mind to stop drinking.
Right.
I'm not an alcoholic, but I get that all the time. But no, the life is a mess one come constantly. And the most recent one... all these videos about me being a clingy girlfriend. Like, I've just done a troll. In those songs, I've just done a troll.
What
through.
Kind of algorithm are you getting for clingy girlfriend?
I don't know. I don't know how it knows. But look, the last three that I scrolled past, they're all animal memes. One's of a cat adjusting the hands of a clock. POV, me trying to fast forward time so I can see my boyfriend sooner.
God.
And then another one of a dog looking sad. Me when my husband comes back from the kitchen with a snacky snack for himself, but not for me.
No.
Another one of another dog looking confused. My brain when my husband tries to explain to me what he does at work. Like, who does it think I am?
Yeah. Maybe it knows when you go home and you just sit there going, where's Dan?
Am I saying
where's
it out loud?
Where's Dan?
Or is it reading my innermost thoughts and coming up with this content for me.
Maybe the algorithm offends you because it's scarily accurate.
Yeah, well, a lot of the time it is. Like sometimes there's like dogs doing zoomies around the...
So we've got movie tickets to give away this afternoon, Ellie. Listen to this. Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, the Spengler family return to where it all started. Ghostbusters Frozen Empire only in cinemas March 21, which is tomorrow. We've got them to give out to our caller of the day. So what is the question? Sunny Coast, if you want to win these tickets, what question do they need to answer?
How has your algorithm offended you? I know it's a niche question, but yep. I'm talking targeted ads that you mm-hmm. keep getting and you're like, what? That is offensive,
yes.
that you're recommending that I need that.
Yes.
Or videos like the ones I'm getting, just suggesting that I'm a mess.
Five years ago, you wouldn't have used the word algorithm in your day-to-day life.
Absolutely not.
Now look at us go. My algorithm knows I'm a Star Wars fan,
mm.
so it gives me anything Star Wars related, especially the new trailer that dropped this morning.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't offend me.
Well, you're lucky. You're not getting like, oh, you're in your 30s. You should get hair loss treatment and stuff. Oh,
can you
you're
be quiet? My phone's listening. I don't want that to come up.
Having trouble in the bedroom?
No.
Okay, no, you're not getting any of that?
Not at all.
Well,
why would you even suggest it? Colleen, how does your algorithm offend you?
My algorithm offends me by always suggesting I get some funeral insurance.
Oh, no.
No.
Or join Silver Singles.
Oh, God.
I'd rather be being told I'm in my 30s, I think.
Yeah, that sounds actually very fair.
It's really offensive because you've only just turned 21, Colleen.
Yeah, Colleen, you sound like a spring chicken, okay?
Sure. Yeah.
You know what you should do?
And I also get Reframe as well.
You do? Right? Okay, good. We're not alone. The one that suggests you're an alcoholic. Yep. You know what you should do, Colleen? Get your phone out and just talk into it and be like, can't wait to go to Ocean Street this weekend.
With my boyfriend.
Yeah, how good are Crocs? I love them so much. Slay, queen, and see what you get then. Okay?
I'll try that.
All right.
I'll let you know.
That'd be great.
Thank you, Colleen.
So
if you could check in with us, that'd be really good.
Just can't wait to get some gibbets for my Crocs.
Excuse me? What's a gibbet?
The thing that you put on the... Oh, you're
so old.
Lydia, how's yours offended you?
Oh, well, I was at a staff Christmas party and scrolling Instagram and it kept giving me targeted ads about how it's a bad idea to get really drunk at staff Christmas parties. I was just wondering.
And did you listen to the targeted ads, Lydia, or did you go against them in defiance?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I've got to prove as much of a mess as they say I am.
Okay, all right, fair enough.
Great, Lydia. Oh, my gosh.
Why do you think that they chose to pop up then? Had people taken you aside, you know, management pulled you into the office and said, like, hey, Lydia, just remember, it's coming up.
No, none of that. No, I'd posted something about like countdown to the staff Christmas party. And I guess Instagram picked up on those words and gave me the targeted ads.
Lydia's post was, can't wait to get so blind at the staff Christmas party.
Somebody hold me back.
Only 3 days to go. Woo!
Live across the sunny coast. Ellie N. Taz. 91.9 CFM.
Alrighty, we have come to the rooftop of the Kentucky building. For beta test number 2, I was thinking about this yesterday, actually.
Yeah.
What does beta test actually mean?
It's before its actual release.
Oh, okay.
That's the nerd in me coming out. I know about beta testing. I know about that.
Okay.
So we haven't properly released this yet.
Oh, no, absolutely
not. Which is why
we're
beta testing.
The public can't get their hands on this elite invention, for sure.
It cost us $3 from Bunnings. So a whole heap of string stands between you and me. Well, actually, I'll run to the other end. Hang on, let me go.
Okay, so I've measured it out to be about 27 metres. We were aiming for 25, but we didn't actually bring a ruler with us, so I'm just hoping that my lunges go for about a metre. All right, Tassie? Who's delivering the message this time? Sure. All right, the 27-metre beta test of the cup and string phone. Will it work? Can I get a message to Taz down the string?
Ellie is a really good-looking individual. Ellie is a really good-looking individual.
Ellie is a really good-looking individual. We did it! Beta test complete! 27 meters, baby!
Oh, I wasn't recording!
Oh! Classic digital.
Yeah, you bring some young millennials, some young Gen Zers with some cameras, and they weren't even filming the whole thing. Crazy. Luckily, we got the audio.
Oh, huge success, though. There will hopefully be a video of it if they, you know, got some footage together,
hopefully.
Our digital team.
Scrape the bottom of the barrel, digital. That's what we pay you for.
That should be on our socials, 919CFM, very soon. But in the meantime, Tazzy.
Yes.
We've done 27 metres.
Yeah.
I think we keep this gravy train rolling.
We look out the window right here in Maroochydore. We're in the Kentucky building. We overlook that lovely bit of water near the Emporio building. Mm-hmm. There's a bridge over that water.
Mm.
50, 60 metres-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow?
Dunzo, mate.
You want to do it?
My schedule's clear. Woo! Let's do it.
Live across the sunny coast. Ellie and Taz. 91.9 CFM.
If we love one thing on this show, it's love. We love love.
Tazzy.
Here at Ellie and Taz.
Love is my boyfriend. It's a song I wrote. It's a sequel to Karma.
Is it? I've heard of Karma. I mean, I haven't heard of your one. Hey, so if you're a fan of, actually, I'm not a fan, a member of the Caloundra Community Board, you might have seen this. It went up yesterday. From Emma. Have a listen to this.
Well, do you need some, like, love music?
Yeah, please.
Okay, how about, there you go.
Great. Help me find Henry. On Saturday, I met a lovely guy named Henry at the beach. We had a nice little chat. After I walked away, I thought I really should have got his number. Would have been fun to chat more. Now, I could leave this up to chance that perhaps we'll run into each other again at some point. Maybe it's fate.
Fair.
But I'm not really one to leave things up to chance. I'm more of a take action kind of gal.
Yeah, you are, Emma. You get that boy.
So, this is where the community comes in. Can you help me find Henry? Surely someone knows him. She's given some details about Henry as well. She says, here's what we know about Henry.
Mm-hmm.
He's early 30s, been visiting from Melbourne for a couple of months, helping his parents renovate their home in Golden Beach. He has a turquoise surfboard and short brown hair and a short beard. Let's see if we can find him. See if he wants to go for a drink. Hashtag find Henry.
He sounds like a good catch.
Yeah.
You know, surfer boy, short brown hair, beard.
Apparently
loves
can
to help his parents.
Can hold a conversation, apparently, one or over.
Yeah. He's from Melbourne, so he's probably into the better code of footy.
What code would that be?
AFL, mate.
AFL.
Yeah, it's way better than NRL.
Anyway. 150 comments later, we're sitting at the moment. A lot of people saying, I'm invested, need updates, keep us up to date. I've reached out to Emma.
Yeah.
She said.
Were you like, hey, my name's Henry? Hey, you've been looking for me?
Look at my turquoise bodyboard. I love Melbourne and AFL. Start the music again.
Okay, all right. What'd she say?
So I reached out to her and I said, hey, Emma, we'd love to get you on the show. Hopefully, Ellie and I can find Henry.
Oh, she's
been,
love that.
She's super packed today. However, she's going to be on the show tomorrow afternoon.
Great. Well, I've got a few things to ask her. Is she sure she wants to enter into a long-distance relationship? This guy's from Melbourne.
No, she can convince him to move up here.
Can she?
Yeah, after a radio show gets them together.
Yeah, that's true.
They get together, they hit it off, we end up emceeing their wedding.
Oh, I love weddings.
Well, I mean, we won't do it for free, Emma.
Oh, no.
No.
EllieChaney.com. I'm launching my website next week, so check it out.
Hashtag find Henry. We're going to get Emma on the show tomorrow. Hopefully we can find him.
Oh, love.
Ellie and Taz. On 91.9 CFM.
Tazzy is currently not in the studio. I've sent him downstairs to the car park where his car lives. Tazzy, do you read me?
Hello, yes, I'm in my car at the moment. What am I doing down here?
All right, well, I wanted to bring a story to the people that's come out of Bundaberg over the last 24 hours or so. A man has been charged after 26 snakes were found in his car. 26.
Wow, 26.
To be honest,
that's one in the passenger seat, that's a couple in the back seat, probably one in the glove box.
Not enough seat belts for that many passengers, if you ask me. And that's also 26 too many snakes in the car, I would say. I wouldn't even be happy with one. So I thought, let's ask the people what weird thing they've got in their car, right? But who are we, Taz, to put a question out and expect people to call us on 545-11919 if we're not looking into this ourselves? So...
Okay, I'm getting out of my car. I'm going to go around to my boot because my boot's got the most stuff in it.
Okay,
let me go around to the boot. Here we go. Here, you're in for a treat here, Sunny Coast.
There we go. Right now, I've got a CFM hoodie, which I haven't worn actually all year, and it smells like that. There is a bag of something, which I'll get to in a second. There is a pirate hat. Now, the last time I wore that would have been our Builder Boat Regatta last year around October.
October, man.
Yeah.
That was ages ago.
That's 6 months ago. There's also a pillow in the boot here, but it was the one that I wanted to bring to our first week of the show, which was, again, around October. Because we did that story on how guys never throw out their pillows. Well, apparently I did, but I just put it in my car and then never actually threw it out.
Yeah, that was a manky pillow.
I've got a soccer ball. That's right, I bought a soccer ball from Rebel Sport around the time the Matildas were playing the World Cup. Because, like, you know me, I love a fad. And I bought the soccer ball. Didn't end up getting it home. We kicked it around the office. We broke some stuff in the studio, and then I put it in the boot of my car, and I never actually saw it again. There's a picnic blanket that my fiance wants me to actually clean and pick up because we want to go on picnics, but we've not been able to find it, but we have now. And then this bag. What's in here?
There's
the sash, the pirate sash from our builder boat. Oh, no. What? It was everything that I was wearing, but it's still all salty and sandy.
Taz.
It smells real bad, Janie.
That is, I thought you were an organ. I thought you were a type of dude who was on top of your life, you know? I thought you had it together.
Yeah, I am. Only in the places that you can see, all right? Don't dig. Don't dig too deep.
All right. Well, we've dug far too deep today. Get back up here, Tazzy, because we want the people to call.
There's a funk coming out of this boot.
Yuck.
Lukey, welcome to the show.
How you going, guys?
Good, Lukey. What's in your car that's a little bit odd?
Well, I've got probably 150 bottle caps, I reckon, from my kid in my car.
Just bottle caps? No bottles?
No, the bottles get taken out, but the caps get left behind.
In the footwells and stuff?
Oh, they're everywhere, mate.
Do you say because of the
they're
kids?
They're all through the front, all through the back.
What are
they're
the kids
everywhere.
Drinking that require bottles? Like milk bottles?
Just bottles of water, bottles of milk, whatever they're drinking.
Yeah.
Anything. They don't take the cap off, it stays in the car and the bottle goes with them. What else have I got in here? Oh, there's all sorts of things. I've got about 27 Woolworths bags.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I reckon there'll be 50 by the end of next week.
Yeah, that's a handy thing to have in your car, though, because you always need those.
Don't need 27. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't take them when I go in, so I buy more.
Oh, well, there's your problem. That's on you, Luke. You can't blame that one on anyone else.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, true.
Very true.
All right, thanks, Bart.
And I've probably got about 200 fuel receipts in my glove box.
Again, very handy. Get a
Where is anybody
sitting? Discount.
Close my glove box because there's so many fuel receipts.
Oh. Well, go and claim them, Luke. Like, claim your discount.
Yeah, I know. A lot of them are that faded now. I can't remember how much fuel I spent on them.
They also expire after like 4 weeks.
Yeah, you don't have long to use them. Lovely, Luke. Yeah. I don't know how kids fit in your car, honestly.
Yeah, Luke's just painted a real picture. Thanks, Bart.
The bottle caps, the Woolworths bags, the fuel receipts.
I've had a message from James. Mm. He said he found a pizza box under the seat.
Oh, no.
With pizza in it. And because it's been such a hot day, the pizza's now hot. So is it bad if he eats it?
Don't eat it, James.
Yes, it is bad.
Put down
That's
the
coming
slice.
From me. And I eat anything, okay? Don't eat the hot pizza.
Let's go to Hannah from Alex Heads. You got something in your car?
I have, in my youth, my son 6 bags of cans to take to the can place, and they've been in there for a week.
A week.
Containers for change.
Yes, containers for change.
6 bags.
Has your son, Hannah, got some sort of system going on? Is he collecting from neighbours or anything like that?
Yeah, just whoever, Neighbours, grandparents, etc.
That's what Hannah says. She's like, yeah, everyone else is drinking all the beers, I promise. It's not just mine. It's the neighbours.
He keeps telling me to take them and I said, no, you have to come with me.
Yeah, that's fair. Well, 6 bags, that'd be what, like $20 worth?
Yeah, Yeah, 20 to 30, I reckon.
Jeez, not a bad haul. Don't say that too loudly, Hannah. People are going to come raid your ute now. Cost of living's going up. You've got to make a buck any way you can. All right, yeah, Hannah. No. Well, I hope that you get to the Containers for Change place. Toot and sweet.
Yeah, me too.
Good on you, sister. Thanks for your call.
Ellie and Taz. Get ready now. On 91.9 CFM.
Now, we are talking about an artist that you do know, Taylor Swift, all right? She's been touring around the world with that Eras tour. She was here, of course, about a month or so ago now. But some researchers at California Institute of Technology actually studied one particular show. She was in LA. She was in front of 70,000 fans August 5th last year. But they've just revealed their report. Earthquake level tremors.
What, from people jumping up and down?
Yes. People moving in unison to her music was so big that it actually measured on the Richter scale.
Good on you, Swifties. That's an impressive feat.
So I thought I'd count down the top five most earth-shaking hits from Taylor Swift.
All right.
Number five, coming in at 0.6 of a Richter?
On point the Richter scale?
0.6 of a magnitude.
Okay.
Is 22.
This is a banger.
Bow, bow, bow. Then you go up to 0.7 of a magnitude with Cruel Summer.
That's not really a jumpy one, though, is it?
No, but I'm guessing everybody's moving in unison to the song.
And the bridge part. I'm drunk in the back of the car.
Yeah.
That part would go off, yeah. Okay, all right, I can see that.
Literally making the earth move under her feet. All right, Love Story number three, 0.8. Oh, she's doing it in the studio. Amazing.
Yeah. Yep, I jumped it up.
Top two. You Belong With Me is second.
The same jumping frequency as Love Story.
They're all very similar, aren't they?
Yeah. All right, what's the biggest?
So that was 0.85 of a magnitude, and this one just a little bit higher at 0.86 is Shake It Off.
Yeah, you have to jump way quicker.
You can feel, but you can feel it move, can't you? You can imagine 70,000 fans moving at the same time, literally shaking the ground under LA. And who knows what it was like in Melbourne with 95,000 or something.
There was far more people there.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, Shake It Off. That's an aptly named.
Super
Make the
fitting,
ground
isn't
shake.
It?
Well done, Swifties.
Live from Maroochydore, Ellie and Taz. On 91.9 CFM.
We've got smart cars, smart fridges, smart phones.
Smart vacuums.
Yeah. Welcome, 2024, the smart toilet. No applause for the smart toilet.
No.
That's a bit of a shame.
I'm a bit scared about where. Is this like one of the ones when I went to South Korea and there was no toilet paper?
No, not one of those.
You had to press a button.
This is...
The buttons were not in English. It was an interesting time.
Ellie's had two lives. pre that, post that.
Oh, I haven't been the same since.
No, you haven't.
It's been 1,062 days since I tried that toilet.
So the smart toilet's been developed by researchers at Stanford, and it can identify, using cameras, which I don't like, in the bowl, four cameras and several sensors can identify, like a fingerprint, but an anal print.
Oh, not say that.
What? What's the problem with that? What should I say instead?
Like a nose print or
a
something.
A nose print. Okay.
Can you make it a bit more fun than
it's
just come?
Nose print.
Like, give us a language warning before you whip out anal print gear.
Sorry, a nose print. If
nose that's, print, that's
at all better,
fun.
Which I don't think it is. I don't like the idea, firstly, of cameras at that angle.
No.
Let's just put it out there. Secondly, I've actually done a little bit of a deep dive into smart toilets. There's big backlash. Not backsplash. Backlash, okay? Is people have said that these smart toilets can be hacked.
What, the cameras?
Russian hackers will be hacking into your toilets. And because the toilet's there to work out maybe if you've got something that you need to have treated, like medical conditions or cancer or things like that. But The plan is to have these smart toilets installed in futuristic smart cities so that they can control or at least monitor where infectious diseases are travelling.
Hold on, but how do the cameras do that? Are they looking for like warts or something?
I don't know. I didn't deep dive that far.
I don't understand what the cameras are looking for. I understand maybe if they're like testing the urine or something that comes in.
Yeah, they'll be doing that. I don't know why they need so many cameras looking up at you. Four. I mean, what are three cameras not picking up that they've gone, you know what, we need a fourth camera here?
Imagine that footage. Imagine being the guy who has to sit in the office and troll through that footage day in, day out.
It's crap footage, isn't it?
Hey!
Ellie and Taz. Hey, hey, hey. On 91.9 CFM.